Hi, you're on. Wait, don't tell me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Monica from Des Moines.
Oh, my gosh. Monica in Des Moines. What do you do here in this fabulous Midwestern capital?
I am a job coach for a local nonprofit.
Oh, really? So you're coaching people on how to do their job or how to get a job?
How to maintain employment. I work with people that have the employment necessarily, and I help them keep those jobs.
Well, that's good. So what kind of, like, if I wanted to keep this job, for example, what advice might you give me?
Get along with your employer. Get
All
along
right,
with
something
your
else.
Coworkers.
Well, Monica, welcome to our show. You know what's going to happen. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly and do the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
You bet.
All right, here's your first limerick.
Over every new tech, we are lords. So why is it that everyone hoards? We're awaiting the hour. Our tape decks need power. We all have a box of old...
cords.
Yes. Cords. The Wall Street Journal reported that more and more Americans keep a box of useless old cords in their homes. You know, wires and chargers for gadgets that are utterly useless now. VCRs, Palm Pilots, the iPhone you bought 3 months ago. Look, we get why you think you might need those someday again, but why is your umbilical cord still in there? Experts say people believe that the moment they throw the cords away, they'll need them, while others hang on to their cords in case they'll fit into them again one day.
I have 5 VCRs.
Wow.
I bought them recently.
I can understand why you should have one, because people have a library of tapes. They might
I do have a library of tapes.
Sure.
But the thing is, I have hundreds of videotapes, and so I have to have more than one VCR because that VCR is going to break someday.
Right. And then where are you?
Exactly.
Right.
But, you know, I'm, you know, by some definition, middle-aged, and I think 5 VCRs should keep me.
All right. Monica, here is your next limerick.
We can't love each single life stage, and the bad ones are easy to gauge. 47.2 is when we feel most blue.
Oh, yes.
That's when people hit peak middle
age.
Yes, middle age. According to new research from Dartmouth, people who are just a few months past their 47th birthday, precisely 47.2 years old, are likely experiencing the very worst moment right. of their lives. The study drew conclusions by charting a, quote, happiness curve over time and finding the lowest point. Huh. Also, a, quote, happiness curve is what normal people call a smile. So the research shows in people a decrease in happiness starting at age 18, and it goes steadily sloping downwards to 47.2, at which point they say people start to feel better. Well, of course you do, because that's when you start to forget things. What's really weird is that the age is so specific. It's not like your late 40s. It's 47.2. You can do the math. Figure it out. Sorry, honey. Yep. I can't go to your work thing on Tuesday. That's going to be the worst day of my life.
Monica, are you past your 47.2?
Oh, no. I don't know if I should say.
That's a yes. Okay, Monica.
She's about to turn 47.2 while she's waiting for us to stop talking.
Wouldn't it be terrible if this was her day?
Yes.
We're just piling on.
I remember when I was on Wait, Don't Tell Me, it was literally the worst day of my life. All right, Monica, you do have one more limerick here. Is your last limerick.
My dumb cat never comes up to greet me. He just glares at my chair to unseat me. And if I should die, not long would I lie, for that jerk would just come up and...
eat me!
Eat me, yes! Cats, it turns out, really do love people for dinner. We've suspected this for years just because cats are evil, but... researchers figured out an ingenious way to test this theory. They fed the cats human corpses. Seriously, this is what they do. There's this research lab at Mesa University in Colorado. It's quite well known. They have this walled garden where they put out bodies that have been donated, and then they do studies of how bodies decompose and various other things like that. And some cats got into the garden, and they're like, buffet!
This is a story. I've had 16 cats at one time.
And that's why you don't have a foot. They're just nibbling away.
Fancy feast of Paula's foot.
No, they never, you know, every now and then Theo will give me a little love bite. That's all.
Oh, really?
Okay.
He's just, oh,
it wasn't a love bite, Paula. He was testing to see if you were right.
He's doing a taste test there. I have to say, I would have loved the movie Cat so much more if Judi Dench had eaten someone at the
yes.
end.
Yes. Bill. Bill, how did Monica do in our quiz?
Monica got a perfect score.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat?